My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. I have a very, very special guest with us today. Her name is Iverna Tompkins, Dr. Iverna Tompkins. And Iverna, you are one of my heroes, and I just want to say that as a new Christian, I've been born again for 33 years at the time of this broadcast. And when I was a brand new Christian, I used to go to Women's Aglow conferences, regional and international. And so I had the privilege of hearing you speak at those conferences, and I would sit at the edge of my seat listening to every word. And then I would buy up all the tapes I could find. Tapes back then. They didn't have CDs. And I would listen by the hour to the wisdom that was in you. And I remember thinking in my heart as a young woman of God, I say, if only I could grow up and be like her, as strong as her. But what I loved about you is that you had this like you were so honest and you were so forthright and you just laid it on the line. There was no nonsense at all. It was just like follow Jesus or else type thing. And I loved it, but there was all these nuggets. So over the years, I had the privilege of actually being mentored by you before we ever met personally. And now I get the privilege of seeing more of you because you live in the city. You know, we live in the same area here in the Phoenix Valley, and it's awesome. But we have actually, you've given us the privilege of taking some favorite teachings. There's 15 actually that we put together. Because I thought, I just want people to be mentored like I was in the richness of the Word. And we put it in an MP3. So there's actually 15 whole teachings in one MP3.
And Private Bible school.
Yeah, it's like foundations for spiritual growth, because that's what I felt that you gave me. And then another woman of God, and I don't think the two of you ever met personally, I'm not sure, but my mentor in Canada on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And she was the founder of Christian Services Association. So she gave me the baton after she was ready to go on and be with the Lord. And she's in glory now. But she just touched my life so deeply. Mary Goddard, an awesome woman of God, much like yourself. She was just a forthright woman, just said it as it was, and no nonsense, and really strong doctrine. But she put really good character foundations and spiritual foundations in my life. So we have 25 lessons on the gifts of the Spirit in one set too.
Wonderful.
So we've got both of you. These are my mentors in the Spirit. And so I'm just so happy to be able to do it like a heritage collection. But
and how dear of you to do that. You know, to take what you've learned and make it available. I think that's tremendous.
And it's wonderful what we can do with media today, because it's
way beyond me.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But you, now if you don't mind me saying this on the air, you're like 80 years old. At the time of this broadcast, you look like fabulous. The glory's been good to you. The Lord's been good to you.
He has indeed.
And you're just as vibrant as ever. You're out there preaching. In fact, we've had you in at one of our meetings to preach, and it was so powerful, and, you know, a big women's conference as well. And, you know, you're just as full of Jesus today, more so even than you were then. But we had a recent conversation because some of the things that I have carried were concerning you. You'd heard things in the body, and, you know, there was some controversy, and you were, I just loved what you did. You just wrote me an email, told me that you were concerned, and then allowed me to get together with you one-on-one with some other leaders there.
Right.
And you were so beautiful and so gracious, saying, I've heard this, and what do you say about that? And you know, we actually had some really good dialogue. And I feel like there's not a lot of that in the body. We seem to be afraid of just processing, because we can learn from each other. I can learn from what you challenge me on, and I invite that. And then you can learn maybe by listening to some of the insights, and at the end of the day, we might choose to disagree, but at least we're in love with each other.
That's true.
You know. So why don't you share some of the things that we need to hear in this hour, because God's moving powerfully in miracles, signs, wonders, and maybe you even want to share. I gave you full liberty. Share just candidly if you want some of the things that concern you in this hour, and we'll just maybe chat about those things and maybe help the body process.
Well, unbeknownst to me that I had had a part of your spiritual growing, your name to me was No. And everything I heard, Patricia King, oh yeah, that's that way out ministry, that far out. They go into, they're dropping feathers and jewels are coming and they're teaching New Age stuff. And everything. So I just accepted that as truth. And I heard that there were some ministers who took a stand and signed their name and said, Patricia King, we just cannot endorse her. And that's what stopped me. That was like sick 'em to a bulldog.
Yeah,
I thought you can't just take somebody out because you don't agree. So that's when we talked. And I shared with you, I feel that there's been a lot of merchandising of the supernatural. And that's where that comes against me, on television particularly, you know, where they promise them all kinds of things to happen. Until we redirected the focus of a whole generation trying to find a way to see into the open heavens, trying to have an experience in the supernatural. And we took the focus off of Jesus. And when you do that, people do crazy things with, you know, that I mean, people just do. And so I went to a couple of conferences and I saw some strange things that, that people were doing in the conference. And I went to one of yours. And I saw some strange things that people were doing in your conference. And I thought, ugh. And then I listened to one of your speakers. And then I listened to another one. And then another one. And everything I agreed with. And I met you, and there was just love flowing out of you. And I thought, no, wait, something is crazy. All the people they're ministering to out here, a lot of them are just doing really crazy things. But I don't hear it being taught up there on the platform. And so it made me interested in talking with you then. And when I did, we were able to say, I said, I've never had these experiences. I'm probably not as spiritual as you, you know. And I was willing to get diamonds or gold or whatever, but it never happened. I've never seen an angel. I have heard the voice, and I know the word, and I know that angels are there, and they minister to us, but I don't try to see them. I just know they're there, and I thank Him for them.
Right.
They are my servants.
Right.
Because of Him.
That's right.
Because of Jesus. And so we had such a wonderful conversation. It just took that kind of that spell off. And when people wrote me, then some of the people that knew that we had met, you know, stay away from that. I said, you don't know her. And I really believe that is absolutely true.
I just love what you did. Like, you just thought, well, I'm going to investigate it rather than just accept it.
Absolutely.
And you investigated it. And it was just, I loved our time together because, like, I like being real, like, honest and forthright, too. And you liked it. And we, so we were really comfortable
back and forth,
just sharing and challenging, but in an honoring way. Like, there was no dishonor at all.
Oh,
it was just like, well, let's look at this aspect and let's look at this dimension. And I think we both agreed on just about everything because, I mean, first of all, we both only want Jesus glorified. There is no way that we want anything to take away from Him.
Right.
And signs and wonders, as God gives those things, they're not to be worshipped or to be focused on in themselves.
Or sought.
He is our worship. But it does say in Colossians 3, what do you think about this? Colossians 3, 1 to 3, it says, it says, seek those things
which are above.
Which are above where Christ is seated. So it says we seek things. Now we know that we seek the kingdom. We're taught to seek the kingdom and His righteousness. But above all, we seek Jesus Himself. We seek God Himself.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why God made a way for us to have relationship with Him. But when you have relationship with someone, I think there's invitation to enjoy the things that are in that environment too. Would you say that that's true?
I would say that's true. And I think the things that when Jesus went back to heaven, He sent gifts to us, and we're to seek the things that He gives, the things that are above, not try to see what isn't revealed. That's my big thing.
Right.
And I think the word is the revelation of the things above.
Right.
And when people would rather get into woo-woo land than be in the Word of God, then that frightens me.
Exactly. And I think the Word, it has to be such a priority. Oh. Like, we have to love the Word, because the Word's our foundation, and it'll keep us on track. It's, right. You know, it truly enlightens us. It keeps us in the light. It illumines our pathway and keeps us right on track. Right. And that's what this program is called, On Track, Keeping on Track. Right. But, like, I am totally in agreement with that we need to really stay on the Word. We need to stay focused on Jesus. Mm-hmm. And about the la-la land, I guess that is determined by the experience or the encounter, because we're allowed to desire experience.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
I do.
Relationship requires that, actually. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just a biography. You know, I can learn a lot, like read Word about you even, mm-hmm. and I can learn through reading about you, a lot about you, but I don't actually have relationship with you until I experience you.
That's true.
Right? So it's the same with God. He wants us to have experience.
Right.
But what you're saying is that what you've noticed in some of the things that have disturbed mm-hmm. you is in some people, they are doing things that you don't understand, calling it, you know, that they're encountering God or whatever. And I mean, who knows but God and them, right? Because some of it is strange. I have
yes.
to say that.
Yes. And it doesn't match with the Word of God, nor do I sense the presence. I'll tell you, when I sense the presence of the Lord, I don't care what the response
sure.
is.
Sure.
Stand on your head and shout. If it's the presence of the Lord you're responding
Amen.
To.
Amen. And that's what we want. We don't want a counterfeit, for sure. We don't want a demon power, and we don't want the flesh. I mean, it's
exactly.
all just as wicked, right? I
yeah.
mean, the flesh is probably as wicked, if not more, than any demon. But I remember...
Well, I don't agree with that.
The flesh?
It's not as wicked as a demon.
The carnal flesh?
The carnal flesh reaches out for the demon.
Or?
To satisfy itself.
Well, maybe.
But I don't think it's in man to be as evil as devil.
You don't? It says that. The heart is deceitfully wicked above all else.
Above all else above. In the human.
Okay. Okay.
But not in the spirit
okay.
world.
Okay. Well, that's a good wrestling. Okay. That's
yeah.
awesome. Okay. And I wanted to share that when I went to Toronto the first time when the renewal of 94 broke out, oh my gosh, talk about weird.
Yes.
It was really, really weird.
I know.
And I was disturbed, to be honest with you, when I went there. I didn't actually feel any presence of God. I was terrorized when I saw, I mean, people were jumping around like pogo sticks and rolling on the floor and laughing uncontrollably. And I didn't get that at all. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting down having a talk with John Arnott. And I said, John, I'm concerned about what's going on in your church this morning. And I was a big word woman, like, stay on that word mm-hmm. and that's it. But this fluff stuff, you know, where's the integrity in that? And he was so kind. He just sat there really relaxed and listened. And then he finally said, Patricia, he said, you know, sometimes we judge what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And God, he looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. And he said, I'm not asking you not to discern, and I'm not asking you to refrain from, you know, judging between good and evil. But he says, could you just take your time with it a little bit? And he said, could I ask you to just spend a few days in this environment, and if you don't understand something that's manifesting on a person, just ask them, what's God doing in your heart? And hear from them and just see. Well, over the next 5 days, God got me big time.
Wow.
He got me big time. And that's when I realized, well, there's a lot of things that God does to almost offend the mind in order to reach the heart, because sometimes we try to figure everything out.
Yes, we do.
By outward appearance, and God wants to get to our mm-hmm. heart. So sometimes he'll, you know, do what's foolish to the natural mind mm-hmm. in order to show us something deeper in him. So do you think perhaps that some of these weirdo things that are going on that we don't understand that are happening in other people's lives might be something that God is doing in them in an intimate way between them and him? And I'm not saying there's not excesses, but is it a possibility that some of it that we don't understand is that?
Absolutely. I mean, look at the way Jesus dealt with people. Spit on the ground, make a mud pie and put it on their eyes and say, now go wash.
But that was controversial.
Where did that come from? Absolutely. Yeah. And when the supernatural, which is Jesus, when mm-hmm. when the Spirit of the Lord hits man, many things can happen. All I contend for is that it's the Spirit of the Lord that does it. And there isn't an ape over here that's going to, they're shaking, so I'm going to shake. Whoa.
Amen. I'm with you. I am so with you. We're going to be right back for more.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit by Mary Goddard and Foundations for Spiritual Growth by Iverna Tompkins.
The Honor Pack is our gift to you with a donation of $45 or more.
Television offer 215.
Mary Goddard and Iverna Tompkins were very important mentors in my life. Mary Goddard taught me on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how to operate them, how to get connected with the heart of Jesus. And Iverna Tompkins set solid, strong foundations in my life. I have prepared over 55 messages of these two generals of God, these generals who mentored me, and I want you to have these foundations in your life that will bless you for a lifetime.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit by Mary Goddard and Foundations for Spiritual Growth by Iverna Tompkins.
Our gift to you with a donation of $45 or more.
Call 866-980-5464 or donate online at xpmedia.com. Television offer 215.
I really want you to have this wisdom. You'll never be the same.
Join Patricia King and Joan Hunter for Promises Fulfilled, an amazing event to be held at the Riviera International Conference Center in Torquay, England. Sit under the teaching of Joan Hunter, a dynamic minister of healing and deliverance, and receive your victory. Learn to walk in the freedom, power, and promise of the Word of God through Patricia King, founder of Extreme Prophetic and XP Media. Join us June 16th through 18th for Promises Fulfilled.
Well, we're back with Dr. Iverna Tompkins, and Dr. Iverna, I remember in one of the meetings that I was in years ago, you said something like, this probably isn't the exact quote because it was a long time ago, but I'll never forget the gist of it. It was, you stood up there and said, and I don't care how high you can soar, it's how strong you can walk. And I thought, yeah, that's what I want. And I thought, I want to finish strong. All the days of my life with Jesus, mm-hmm. I want to finish strong. Like, I want to start strong, I want to be strong in the middle, and I want to be extra strong at the end. Mm-hmm. I never want to take my eyes off of Him, and I never forgot that. And oftentimes, when I'll lead someone to the Lord, and they, you know, they get that initial rush of the glory, and they're right. So excited, and they are in la-la land, the real la-la land. Right. It's so beautiful. But I'll say, you know, if I see you 20 years from now, 30 years from now, I want to see you as vibrant and as strongly following mm-hmm. Jesus then as you are now. Mm-hmm. And that came from that nugget. I never forgot that, and I thought, that's my goal. Now, I want to soar as high as I can with Jesus. And again, mm-hmm. we want to reiterate, it's make sure it's Jesus.
Yes.
But I want to finish strong. So can you speak into that? Because you've seen a lot of excesses mm-hmm. in the body over different moves of God and yes. things like that. And what are some of the things that can keep us strong and keep us from getting into the traps?
The word, that's the absolute key. The Bible is a lamp and a light to our path. And the mistake that some people make, I think, is that when they touch the spirit, the spiritual, that is so rewarding to the own your own spirit. It's not like when you read the Bible. When you read the Bible, you are taking into your mind, and then the spirit quickens that. And until they learn that there's revelation that will give them yes. the same excitement in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. See, until they learn that, it's just a chore to read it. Mm-hmm. And I have seen a whole generation swayed away yeah. from the emphasis on the Word of God into going to this meeting and that meeting and the other meeting to see the miraculous. And I've been through that in the 40s when the big healing meetings and mm-hmm. crutches were thrown. Hey, I'm the first one to be excited. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But that is nothing that will get you through
right.
the hard times.
Right.
The Word will get you through the hard
right.
times. If He did it before, He'll do it again. We're facing hard times now.
Right.
I mean, my goodness. I pray for our nation every day.
Yeah.
And I say, God, we don't deserve it, but please, mercy yes. for America.
Yes.
And I, you know, I call the Word out.
Yeah.
I'm repenting for America.
Yeah.
You know, please. Because we have a moment in time when the Christians need to be standing up strong, and they don't know how to.
Yeah.
They're not standing up strong.
Yeah.
They're cloistered in their churches, in their safe places, mm-hmm. and afraid of outreach and afraid mm-hmm. to don't talk anything political because you'll get in trouble. Don't talk politics. Mm-hmm. Remember the separation of church and state and all that. And we're in a mess.
Yeah.
And the reason is that the Christians are the only ones with the answer.
Yeah.
We do know what to do.
Yeah. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth.
And life.
And life. And the word, he says, thy word is truth.
Right.
And so we have to speak the truth no matter what.
In love.
No matter what happens, we have to speak the truth in love. And we need both the word and the spirit in order to live in this day and hour, because this is a time in the history of mankind where there's a spiritual revolution mm-hmm. and there's people that are being spiritually intrigued towards the dark side.
Yes.
And so we have to show the truth in the midst of the false.
Absolutely.
We have to show the truth. And of course, the Bible is full of the supernatural. You can hardly get through a page without seeing it.
Right.
But one thing I love about the word is it's not just print on a page.
Yeah.
This is living word. And in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, the secret things, they belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So when we're reading the word, the Lord opens up the spirit of revelation to us and shows us what he wants us to have at that time. And that's so delicious. And that's what we have to learn to live by.
There is one story in there that is old.
Right.
I preach Sunday on...
It's eternal.
Yeah, I preach Sunday on the Queen of Sheba looking up Solomon and explain that this is not just down and outer people.
Come on.
This is a woman that had everything going for her. But she heard about the riches of Solomon, mm-hmm. who typifies until the end of his life, when women got him, but he typifies the King of Kings.
Yes.
He was the King of all kings. And she went to see the king.
Yes.
Not his riches.
Yes.
And she took a whole lot of wonderful gifts to him.
Yeah.
He didn't need them.
Right.
But he took them.
Yeah.
And he used them.
Yeah.
And he will use anything we bring to him.
Yeah.
Then
Amen.
He gave her more than she had given.
I know.
That's today's
and
lesson.
All the desires of her heart he gave
all
her.
Of them.
That's our God. It's a perfect picture of our God. I preach, I'm carrying a really strong word about Solomon and Sheba.
Are you really?
The Queen of Sheba. Yeah. And so it's interesting that you preach because I've
got... We must serve the same God.
We must serve the same God. And isn't it interesting that he speaks the same message worldwide?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Iverna, we're living in an amazing time in the history of the church. Amazing.
Yes.
And I know that it's pioneers like you.
Mm.
And forerunners like you that paved a way for the body to walk in a solid foundation, even as the supernatural is being revealed. Because it says that in the end times, there will be a people who hold to a form of godliness but deny the power. So we don't want to get into either ditch. We don't want to go into a ditch
of
shutting down the spirit or shutting down the word.
Right.
We need both like that.
Absolutely.
And we're so grateful to you. We're so grateful, and I want to honor you and thank you once again for the way that you've blessed my life personally, but also others in the body of Christ for years and years, and will go on into the years ahead. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit by Mary Goddard and Foundations for Spiritual Growth by Iverna Tompkins.
The Honor Pack is our gift to you with a donation of $45 or more.
Television offer 215.
Mary Goddard and Iverna Tompkins were very important mentors in my life. Mary Goddard taught me on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how to operate them, how to get connected with the heart of Jesus. And Iverna Tompkins set solid, strong foundations in my life. I have prepared over 55 messages of these two generals of God, these generals who mentored me, and I want you to have these foundations in your life that will bless you for a lifetime.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit by Mary Goddard and Foundations for Spiritual Growth by Iverna Tompkins.
Our gift to you with a donation of $45 or more.
Call 866-980-5464 or donate online at xpmedia.com. Television offer 215.
I really want you to have this wisdom. You'll never be the same.
I think you already know that you have to forgive, but I want to tell you this way. The cost of bitterness is way too high. You cannot afford to be bitter. And the word says in Matthew 6:14, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you But verse 15 says, if you forgive not, neither will the Father in heaven forgive you. This is not a day to hold grudges. This is not a day to say, they did, he did, and I did. This is a day to drop those and pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and say, we forgive our debts, and you forgive our debts, and we'll forgive our debtors. I believe there's going to come a great victory to your life if you'll let go of that bitterness. And some of you have held it too long. It is like a cantankerous thing. It's like a cancer within you. I see it just eating away inside of you. And so it taints everything you hear. And today, at this moment, if you say, I release this thing, the Lord is going to release it in heaven, and you're going to begin to heal in a way you can hardly imagine with new joy.
There's someone watching right now, and I see a vision for you, and it's like just a blank slate. It's like a board with nothing on it. And what I feel the Lord saying is that you have been through so much. In fact, there's been a lot of tragedy in your life, and you've made some bad mistakes that have brought forth some terrible consequences. And you're just at a loss right now. There's so much loss in your life. And the Lord's saying, if you will follow him, he's giving you a blank slate. You can start all over, but you can build with new foundations. And so he just wants you to take his hand right now and walk with him. And you're going to build a new life. And there's a new history that's going to be written on the slate of your life. And it's going to be written this time by the Spirit of God.
I believe the Lord is saying to someone out there, why did you leave my calling of you? Why did you step down? Don't say to me you got hurt. I'm the healer. You need to step back on the platform, for my anointing has never left your life. Come out from where you are and step back. This generation needs to hear from you.
And I see a great big giant fish. And there's someone out there that caught this big giant fish. It's just amazing. And you were in some kind of a competition with it. And through some dishonest stuff that went on behind the scenes, someone else got the credit and the trophy for that fish. And you were eliminated from that process. And for some reason, you've never been able to get over it. And it's been a stumbling block to you and even to your faith. And the Lord says, don't let a fish stand in the way between you and him. It's okay. There's greater reward coming if you will follow him. So get back on track and don't let a fish stand in the way.
Join Patricia King and Joan Hunter for Promises Fulfilled, an amazing event to be held at the Riviera International Conference Center in Torquay, England. Sit under the teaching of Joan Hunter, a dynamic minister of healing and deliverance, and receive your victory. Learn to walk in the freedom, power, and promise of the Word of God through Patricia King, founder of Extreme Prophetic and XP Media. Join us June 16th through 18th for Promises Fulfilled.